This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. United Nations nuclear inspectors are in Iran. Their arrival follows Tehran's announcement it will inject uranium gas into some of its centrifuges. Here's a report from Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda.
On Tuesday, President Hassan Rouhani announced that it will start injecting gas into the centrifuges at one of its nuclear facilities. The gas accelerates the process of making high-grade nuclear material from uranium. A day earlier, Iran said it would also replace some centrifuges with newer models, claimed to work 50 times faster. Iran has long demanded that the remaining signatories of the nuclear agreement, that is, European powers, Russia and China, protect his country from sanctions. Rouhani says if the Europeans hold up their end of the bargain, the treaty can be salvaged.
That was Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. Mexican investigators say they have a suspect in custody who may be tied to the killings of 9 American women and children in Sonora, not far from the U.S. border. The man was reportedly found in a car with 2 hostages gagged and tied inside. Meanwhile, there is the pure shock of the brutal murders of the 9 Americans. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
3 women and about a dozen children traveling in separate vehicles were apparently ambushed in northern Mexico by drug cartel members. Victim Renita Miller's father went to the scene of the first attack, as heard on KSL-TV.
Nita and 4 of my grandchildren are burnt and shot up.
His relative Taylor Landford in Utah.
This is a whole new level of cartel violence.
Another cousin, Austin Close, tells the Associated Press they're grateful some children survived. Their relatives were part of a religious community in Sonora State.
They've just settled down there. It's really peaceful for the most part down there, but in certain instances they know that it is kind of a lawless area.
President Trump has spoken with his Mexican